Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russian forces continued to bombard Ukrainian cities Friday, launching at least four missile strikes in the second-largest city of Kharkiv, as Ukraine fought back by firing artillery inside Russia and hitting an ammunition depot. Multiple explosions were reported Friday at the facility in Belgorod region of Russia. The attack was announced by the regional governor on the social media site Telegram. Ukrainian officials have made no claims of responsibility for that attack. Meanwhile, Friday is also one of Ukraine's biggest holidays, Defenders Day. Reporter Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint program all about it.
Today is one of the most important days for Ukrainians. It's the Day of the Defenders of Ukraine, and it is also another very big religion celebration today. So if it's no war, it would have been a holiday, but due to war situation, there is no holidays in Ukraine for the moment. And also this holiday is also connected to the defending, like defending of the country, of people. And of course, the Defenders Day, I should say that it's probably as important now for Ukrainians as the Independence Day. So these two holidays are now, of course, this year have very special meaning for Ukrainians.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin Friday said there was no need for massive new strikes on Ukraine and that Russia was not looking to destroy the country. The Russian leader maintained that he had no regrets about the war in Ukraine and the recent mobilization of 222,000 Russian reservists to fight in the conflict. At a news conference Friday, Putin said 16,000 of the new recruits have already been deployed in units involved in combat tasks. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Friday met in Washington with Iranian activists to express U.S. support for ongoing anti-government protests in Iran. Protests began nearly a month ago in Iran after 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, an Iranian of Kurdish descent, died while in the custody of Iran's morality police, who said she was arrested in Tehran for inappropriate attire. Her death has since become a rallying cry in demonstrations demanding the downfall of the Islamic Republic. Iran's ruling theocracy has claimed the U.S. and other Western nations are behind the protests. Speaking to reporters in Washington, Blinken acknowledged that Friday's meeting with the activists will no doubt exacerbate those claims.
I know that the Iranian regime will try to paint this and other expressions of solidarity with those standing up for their freedoms as evidence that these protests are somehow made outside of Iran and the work of others. And if that's the case, if they genuinely believe that, they fundamentally do not understand their own people.
Blinken said the U.S. has imposed sanctions on the country's morality police and was working to license technology that would allow Iranians to communicate with each other and the outside world without giving any details on what that technology is. The U.N.'s World Food Program, the WFP, said Friday Haiti is facing a humanitarian catastrophe as it struggles with malnutrition, gang violence, inflation, and a cholera outbreak. At a news briefing Friday, the WFP's Haiti country director, Jean-Martin Bauer, told reporters the nation is near the breaking point. Bauer said Haitian gangs have for a month prevented the distribution of diesel fuel and gasoline, crippling businesses and hospitals and creating shortages of basic goods, including water, just as the country is struggling with a new outbreak of cholera. U.S. police in the southeastern U.S. state of North Carolina say the suspect in the shooting deaths of five people Thursday in the state capitol, Raleigh, is a 15-year-old boy. Raleigh Police Chief Estrella Patterson said Friday the suspect is hospitalized in critical condition following the shooting late Thursday afternoon. She said the suspect fatally shot two people in the streets of Raleigh, in the streets of a Raleigh neighborhood, then fled toward a walking trail where he opened fire, killing three more people and wounding two. Those killed were a racially diverse group and ranged in age from 16 to their late 50s. Among the dead was an off-duty Raleigh police officer. The suspect, who was not immediately identified, police eluded them for hours before he was cornered at a home and arrested. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
The best music now. VOA 1.
I'm gonna break your heart, let me be your motivation.